Al-Bayan Radio presents The Virtues of Ramadan and Its Men, presented by Wasim Tarsisi.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. Returning back to the virtues and benefits of fasting and of Ramadan. And we speak about today that this great worship of fasting, it is a reason that one would enter into the greatest and the highest parts of Jannah. الصوم سبيل إلى الجنات. الصوم سبيل إلى الجنات. That it is a path or a pathway towards the greatest parts of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, explaining that من ختم له بصيام يوم دخل الجنة. صححه الألباني. That one that fasts and it has been written for him to fast, and then it has been written for him to pass after he has fasted, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, دخل الجنة, that he enters and he will enter into paradise. And this is from the great motivations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the believers. And imagine the case that you have fasted the whole day and refraining from drinking and refraining from eating. You are weak. All this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding back from your natural disposition to drink the water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to replenish your body, and to take from the foods to give sustenance to your health. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decrees also that your soul would be taken and it would be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it would only be the case, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described and is describing here for us, that the person would enter into the paradise by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be from the ones that try to practice and try to be from the ones that are the fasting ones, not just only in the month of Ramadan, the 30 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained for us and made fard for us to fast. For this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and part of the five pillars. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he motivated us to follow his sunnah, fasting Mondays, fasting Thursdays, fasting the different days in the year, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he specifically spoke about in different ahadith. And this, my brother and sister in Islam, is from the action of the ones that really want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, if one was to practice this often, then the percentage would be more greater with Allah that he would fall under this hadith, the one that would fast and the one that would die upon that fast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from these people. And also in the famous hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out one day and he asked the question, من أصبح منكم اليوم صائما? Who from you today has woken up and is in a fasting state? فقال أبو بكر, the great companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, ana, me. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أطعم منكم اليوم مسكينا? And who from you today has given food and has fed a miskin, a person that is in need of food? قال أبو بكر, ana, he says, me, Abu Bakr. Also, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من تبع منكم اليوم جنازة. And also, who from you today has followed the janazah, who has followed the funeral and the janazah of a dead person? فقال أبو بكر, with no surprise, أنا, I also have. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, also, من عاد منكم اليوم مريضا, and who has visited today? Who has visited today a sick person? And obviously, to no surprise, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says also, ana ya Rasulullah. Say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما اجتمعت هذه الخصال قط في رجل إلا دخل الجنة. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these three different traits, the fasting person and the one that feeds the miskeen, the poor and the need, the one that is in need, and the one that visits the sick person, these three will not be in an individual at one time, meaning if he practices these three in one day, that only this person, his result would be to enter the paradise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.